The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. We're back. Sorry about our long hiatus. I'm sure a lot of you knew my wife has been pretty ill for the past week, so I spent the time looking after her, but she is doing much, much better now. Thank you to all of you for all of your kind words and your prayers out there. She appreciates it so much, and so do I. In any case, though, it is good to be back, and it's time to get the new show started, shall we? It is the 12th of June, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. The Microsoft Forums. Always a nice place to go over and get some support, isn't it? Problem is, though, if you're still using Windows 7 or 8.1 or 8.1 RT, no more support for you. Yes, it seems Microsoft has pulled all of its support agents for Windows 7 and 8, and also including other unsupported products, too. Those being Office 2010, 2013, the Surface Pro, the Surface Pro 2, the Surface RT, and the Surface 2, and, of course, the Zune. Though, just so you know, that topic in the forums over there, it will be locked, but you can still use it for browsing. Apparently, they might be expecting a lot of kindergarten comments when it closes shop. Well, focusing now on our U.S. listeners, net neutrality, it's dead today. Yes, those regulations officially expired in the United States yesterday morning, making it today the first day of the post-net neutrality world. Now, of course, we know without these internet rules in place, service providers like lovely Comcast, Verizon and AT&T will have the legal ability to throttle any traffic on their networks. Not saying they're going to do it, but, you know, we are talking about Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T. As for if it's completely dead, that remains to be seen. The form of debate is still very much there. It's just that it doesn't seem a whole lot of people are coming to it. Don't tell Siri this, okay? But it seems that Amazon's Alexa, that's the voice assistant everybody prefers. Yeah, big shocker, right? At least according to X App Media. There is a place called that. Apparently, they're the leader in interactive voice engagement for media and brands. Anyways, it launched over 1,000 paid apps on its One Voice AI platform in the last year. And of those 1,000 apps, the most wanted and used assistant was, Alexa. Second after that was Google Assistant. Meaning, as you probably guessed, Siri was a dead third and a dead last. Now, is this a scientific poll? No, of course not. But is it probably the truth? it probably is. And finally, police dogs. Man, these animals are super cool. In fact, a lot of times when it comes to finding drugs or bombs, without these dogs, police would be clueless. But in this world of ever-changing tech, not to mention the criminals behind it, these awesome dogs have got a new mission now, and it's thumb drives. Yes, apparently police departments in the U.S. are now using canines to sniff out thumb drives. Now, according to the report over at CNET, what they do is they train these dogs to associate a food with locating the faint chemical smell of these electronic devices. And when it comes to training, it's pretty much like how they sniff out drugs or bombs. Though not every dog is as gifted as another. From what we can see, out of 50 dogs tested, it's usually only one that has a strong enough nose to actually identify the weak scent that is in these electronics. And according to instructors who actually train these dogs, electronics are much harder to sniff out than bombs, drugs, or even human beings. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, podcast, blog, reviews, all over there for you. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also find us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our lovely BTN community, if you're not a part of it, we'd love to have you over there. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news we'll have over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.